from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Police chief assures the ambassadors on the security of the 2018 Asian Games. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati says the government will overcome the weakening of the rupiah. Transport Minister satisfied with Palembang LRT trial test. Now the news in detail. Quick moves taken by Special Detachment 88 to close the movement of terrorists at the post of Surabaya bombing has become the great success of the Indonesian National Police in convincing the international world that Indonesia is safe. Even the Chief of National Police, General Tito Karnavian, directly invited the ambassadors of friendly countries to explain the security situation of Indonesia at the post of the Surabaya bombing in East Java. Tito Karnavian, in his press statement in Jakarta Saturday, said terrorism is still a threat to the implementation of the 2018 Asian Games, which will be opened on August the 18th. But it also ensures that all the gaps and potential threats of terrorist movements have been taken into account. The police chief has taken immediate steps to ensure a controlled national security situation by establishing communications with police partners and neighboring countries. Tito asserted Indonesia's state security resources with almost 1 million personnel from the Indonesian police and the Indonesian military forces are sufficient to quell the terrorism action. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the government will overcome the rupiah depreciation against US dollar. As reported by Antara News Agency, Minister Sri Mulyani in Sukoharjo Regency Central Java said on Saturday, Bank Indonesia will continue to maintain economic stability and keep the rupiah currency. She explained some strategies have been done by Bank Indonesia to stabilize rupiah exchange rate. One of them is by raising interest rate. This step is expected to strengthen rupiah exchange rate against the US dollar. Meanwhile, the government will maintain the discipline on the state budget management. According to Sri Mulyani, all parties must minimize the turmoil so that the economy will run with less risk. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi expressed his satisfaction on the result of the dynamic trial test of light rail transit LRT in Palembang, South Sumatra, Sunday, May the 27th. The test was the first open trial to be held. As report suggested, several stakeholders had established a closed trial test 6 days ago. Minister Budi Karya was also satisfied with this achievement that brought up by nation's workers on the project worth over 11 billion rupiahs. Budi Karya said on Saturday, May 27th, that the construction of Palembang LRT was done by the Indonesian workers. He explained the project that would serve as supporting facilities for 2018 Asian Games was constructed by three state-owned enterprises, namely PT Waskita Karya, PT LAN, and PT Inka. Two train sets had arrived in Jakabaring Depot, and the rest would be sent on June the 13th. All the train sets would be then tested along the 24 kilometers railway from the depot to Sultan Mahmud Bahadaruddin II Airport. Budi stated the project of LRT Palembang had been run smoothly thus far. He was optimistic the train could be fully operated 3 weeks before Asian Games takes place to accommodate the athletes and delegates from 45 countries. The train would also be the main transportation for local residents. Ahead of the 2019 general election, Indonesian citizens in Malaysia are required not to practice politics without the knowledge of the Indonesian embassy. Indonesian Ambassador to Malaysia, Rusdi Kirana, appealed to the Indonesian citizens to actively succeed the 2019 election and to support the Kuala Lumpur Foreign Election Committee as well as the Election Supervisory Committee, which is currently performing the election stages. He hopes Indonesian citizens and civil society organization not to engage in political activities outside the election committee.
Saya menghimbau kepada seluruh warga negara Indonesia yang ada di Malaysia. Kita akan
I appeal to all Indonesian citizens in Malaysia. We are going to have a democracy party, but it should be noted that the citizens of Indonesia who live in Malaysia must know that based on the rules and regulations, Malaysia does not allow foreign nationals to have political practice here. If found to have one, it violates their rules. However, the Republic of Indonesia, through its representatives, the Indonesian Embassy, has provided a place. We have an election committee. Please, those who will register to vote, either from political parties or organizations, do not do political practice outside, because it's against their laws. Ambassador Rusdi Kirana targets the number of voter participation in the 2019 election to increase compared to 2014. Until now, Kuala Lumpur Foreign Election Committee continues to intensively socialize the 2019 election to Indonesian citizens spread in some areas in Malaysia. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism organizes familiarization trip or fam trip Waisak Day 2562 BE by inviting 16 Buddhist leaders from Thailand and Vietnam. Antara News Agency reported that Deputy of Marketing Development 1 of Ministry of Tourism Igede Pitana in his written statement in Jakarta on Sunday said the fam trip activities in Borobudur, Magelang, Central Jawa and Yogyakarta will be held from May the 27th to June the 1st. These activities will be held in cooperation with the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Hanoi, Vietnam, and Bante representatives from Indonesia. This is an effort to promote Indonesian tourism through the celebration of Waisak 2018, which is celebrated by Buddhists in Indonesia and from around the world. The celebration is to be centered at Borobudur Temple Complex on May the 29th. Igede Pitana added that the activity is part of the efforts in promoting the Borobudur Temple and its surrounding to increase Buddhist visits to Indonesia. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Yogyakarta Mayor Haryadi Suyuti will use the World Mayor Conference in Beijing, China from May the 27th to 31st as a regional tourism promotion event. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Haryadi Suyuti in Beijing on Saturday said that the conference is important not only as promotional event for Yogyakarta, but also for national tourism. In a meeting attended by 88 mayors from various countries, the mayor of Yogyakarta will be one of the panelists. He said last year, the city of Yogyakarta had about 2.5 million foreign tourists. Of that number, about 18% were from China. So the number of foreign tourists from China who visit Yogyakarta is relatively small. Therefore, he will use the opportunity to speak about Yogyakarta and the national tourism potential in front of his colleagues from various countries. The art and cultural performances from the Nusantara Arts and Culture Committee has amazed hundreds of Egyptians and Indonesian citizens who attended the Cairo Opera House on Saturday night, May the 26th, Egypt time. The event was opened with Salawat Badar, then dances performance from several regions in Indonesia, namely from West Sumatra, Kalimantan, Jawa, and Bali. The head of the delegation of the Nusantara Arts and Culture Committee, Hendarji Supandi, said in Cairo on Saturday the cultural performance has been conducted 4 times overseas, namely in Romania, the United States, Thailand, and Egypt. According to him, this part of cultural diplomacy to introduce more Indonesian culture to foreign countries and as part of tourism promotion. The mission is to further introduce Indonesia in international forums, especially about the culture of Indonesia, to show how diverse our culture is. In addition to dances, the art and cultural performance are also displayed batik fashion show and keroncong musical performance. The Nusantara Art and Culture Committee brings about 15 artists on May the 28th. They are scheduled to hold a similar event in Alexandria, Egypt. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Police chief assures the ambassadors on the security of the 2018 Asian Games. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati says the government will overcome the weakening of the rupiah. Transport Minister satisfied with Palembang LRT trial test. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is Erri with Surface Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, which today is on Asian Games Preparation Satisfactory. Indonesia's readiness in hosting the 2018 Asian Games received praises from two participating countries, namely the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and Japan. Delegates from its National Olympic Committee, NOC, arrived in Indonesia on Tuesday, May the 22nd. During the checking for the preparation of the Asian Games, they were accompanied by representatives of the Asian Games 2018 Organizing Committee in Asgok. The Saudi delegation came with a group of 10 people while Japan 6. Although both National Olympic Committees came in small groups, they asked many things, especially regarding the readiness of athletes' accommodation, arena, and transportation. Secretary General of INASGOK Eris Herianto said on Tuesday that both National Olympic Committees, or NOC, were satisfied with the readiness of Indonesia to hold the Asian Games 2018. He stated overall, they expressed satisfaction, also gave some inputs. Saudi delegation leader Prince Fahad bin Jalawi Al Saud was pleased with Indonesia's preparations. He in particular brought representatives from the board of some of the country's flagship sports who will compete in the Asian Games. The branches of the sports are karate, shooting, bike racing, handball, and taekwondo. Prince Fahad said the concern of the Saudi NOC focuses on the readiness of athletes kampung and a number of arena, especially those that will be the battleground of Saudi Arabia's flagship sports branch. Meanwhile, the Japanese delegation, majority of whom represented by the Sports Department of the Japan Olympic Committee, JOC, also expressed its readiness. During this visit, they also focused on ensuring the completion of all arena. According to the representative of the Japanese delegation, Kenji Kasahara, the number of new sports competed in the 2018 Asian Games is the main attention of the country, like roller sports, climbing, and baseball or softball, because these sports are also competed in the 2020 Olympics, which will be held in the capital of Japan, Tokyo. The Indonesian Asian Games 2018 Organizing Committee INASGOK Chairman Erick Thohir has confirmed with only 86 days remaining, all preparations must be action-oriented. According to Erick, with less than 3 months' time, any idea which is still a discourse will only be a waste of time. Erick also asserted meetings with all departments related to the preparation of the Asian Games are always held. They are conducted every day to discuss what will be done in the next day. Management must be professional, transparent, and have a vision and mission. That was My Indonesia Today. on the Japanese and Saudi delegations observe Asian Games preparation. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with May the 27th, 1964. Jawaharlal Nehru dies. Jawaharlal Nehru is India's first and longest serving Prime Minister. He became Prime Minister of India from 1947 to 1964. On May 27, 1964, Jawaharlal Nehru died suddenly. A prominent figure in the independence of India's independence movement, Nehru was elected by the Congress Party to assume the post of first independent Prime Minister of India and was re-elected when the Congress Party won India's first general elections in 1952. As one of the founders of the non-aligned movement, he became important in international politics in the post-war era. Under the guidance of Mahatma Gandhi, Nehru became a charismatic yet radical leader, advocating the full independence from the British Empire. In the long struggle for Indian independence, Nehru was finally recognized as Gandhi's political heir. Next is from May 27, 1999. The International Tribunal indicts Slobodan Milosevic for the crimes of humanity. The case of genocide and mass killing in the Balkan Wars of the 1990s has brought Slobodan Milosevic, former Yugoslav Federal President, a defendant at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, the Netherlands. Louis Arbour, prosecutor of the International Criminal Tribunal for the Crimes of War case in ex-Yugoslavia, demanded that Slobodan Milosevic is held responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Kosovo. In June 2001, the then-Serbian leader Vojislav Koštunica handed Slobodan Milosevic to court in The Hague. He is the first former head of state tried by an international tribunal for the crimes of humanity. I'll end with May 27, 2006, earthquake in Yogyakarta. A powerful tectonic earthquake rocked the special territory of Yogyakarta and Central Java on May 27, 2006. The earthquake measured 5.9 on the Richter scale, causing over 6,000 people died and damage to buildings, electrical installation, and communication. Renowned Prambanan Temple suffered severe damage and had to be closed temporarily to examine the level of damage. Another renowned temple, Borobudur, which is not far from the location of the earthquake, did not suffer significant damage. That was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on President Hopes Kertajati Airport Gives Economic Impact to West Java. The presidential plane, Indonesia One, carrying President Joko Widodo and entourage, became the first plane to land at Kertajati International Airport Majalengka, West Java on Thursday, May the 24th morning. The landing of the aircraft was greeted with water salute ceremony by two cars on the left and right side of the plane. It was the first landing sign at Kertajati International Airport and lasted for about 1 minute. Upon getting off the plane, President Joko Widodo conveyed the hope that Kertajati Airport in Majalengka becomes an airport that can provide services to all citizens of West Java and of course all the people of Indonesia who want to go to West Java. In addition, the president also hopes the operation of Kertajati Airport will provide economic impacts both on Majalengka and West Java as a whole. The president also added that Kertajati Airport will be integrated with Patimban Harbor because the distance is approximately only 40 kilometers. He said the integration would make it easier to provide service facilities to investors so that economic growth in West Java will also improve. Construction of Kertajati Airport in Majalengka, assessed by President Joko Widodo as a successful trial. The central government, West Java provincial government, and also private companies work together to build this airport. According to the president, this business model will be developed in other provinces, in other areas, so that the speed of development can really be felt by the public. Answering the question of journalist, President Joko Widodo said Minister of Transportation had reported to him on June the 8th there is already a commercial flight schedule that will enter Kertajati Airport. The president also said that the Kertajati Airport runway will be developed and enlarged so that large planes can land at the airport. Not only Kertajati Airport, according to the president, the construction of the other airports, especially those included in the National Strategic Program, will be pursued continuously, such as the airport located in Kulon Progo Regency, Yogyakarta. The president hopes by the end of next year, they can be completed so that in Lebaran holiday next year, many new airports will be in operation. That was this week's Spotlights. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Quick moves taken by Special Detachment 88 to close the movement of terrorists at the post of Surabaya bombing has become the great success of the Indonesian National Police in convincing the international world that Indonesia is safe, according to Chief National Police General Tito Karnavian in front of ambassadors of friendly countries in Indonesia. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said the government will overcome the rupiah depreciation against US dollar. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi expressed his satisfaction on the dynamic trial test of light rail transit in Palembang, South Sumatra on Sunday, May the 27th. Ahead of the 2019 general election, Indonesian citizens in Malaysia are required not to practice politics without the knowledge of the Indonesian embassy. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism organizes familiarization trip or fam trip on Vaisak Day 2562 BA by inviting 16 Buddhist leaders from Thailand and Vietnam. Yogyakarta Mayor Haryadi Suyuti will use the World Mayor Conference in Beijing, China from May the 27th to 31st as a regional tourism promotion event. The art and cultural performance from the Nusantara Arts and Culture Committee has amazed hundreds of Egyptian and Indonesian citizens who attended the Cairo Opera House on Saturday night, May the 26th, Egypt time. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you to Banyuwangi to enjoy the beauty of Teluk Ijo. So stay tuned to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.cn.voi.co. Teluk Ijo, or Ijo Bay, that is the name given by locals. The bay, located in Banyuwangi District, Pasanggrahan, Subdistrict has the all-natural beauty, surrounded by fabulous natural forests, singing birds chirping in the wind like the sound of a natural orchestra, which might calm soul and minds, especially from daily routine problems. Usually, upon hearing the word Teluk Ijo or Green Bay, people will immediately ask why it is said to be green, because most sea is usually blue, but once you reach the Green Bay, you will be treated to a green bay. Here you will also see the exotism of nature, such as white sand and waterfall as high as 8 meters. Teluk Ijo has a uniquely white sand that is easily attached to your skin. In addition to the 8-meter waterfall, at the western and eastern ends there are also rocks, very tall. The clear and greenish seawater plus the beautiful atmosphere are really amazing. Here you can swim or just play on the beach. The fresh waterfall located on the east side with the current water discharge is usually used to rinse the body after swimming in the beach. For those who like camping, this location is also good enough to set up a tent. To get to this Teluk Ijo or Green Bay, if you depart from the city of Jember, the distance to Rajakwesi Beach is about 106 kilometers. This is where the vehicle can be parked. Then you still have to walk again about 2 kilometers. To get to this Rajakwesi Beach, the journey is pretty energy draining because you have to go trekking up and down through the woods and bushes on the hill. Although the trip is rather hard, you will not feel it. This is because on the left side, you can enjoy the view of the sea with a greenish beach. When you are in Banyuwangi or Jember, take time to visit the Green Bay or Teluk Ijo, because after coming home from there, you will get new energy. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Teluk Ijo in Banyuwangi.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, welcome back to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesian life, including art and culture, custom and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be about Sambiloto leaf for cancer treatment. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Sambiloto plant or Andrographis paniculata is one of the drug efficacious plants that is quite easy to find in Indonesia. It has an elongated leaf shape as well as concentrated green surface. It has yellow, white or purple flowers and can bloom all year long. Sambiloto also produces oval shaped fruit with flattened seeds. The height of the stem can reach 90 cm and branches a lot, so this plant looks lush. Sambiloto is thought to come from Asia. This plant then spread to India, Malaya Peninsula, and Jawa Island, Indonesia. Nevertheless, it turns out that people in some other areas in Indonesia also have other names for sambiloto, such as sambilata in Melayu, empadu tanah West Sumatra, sambiloto, kipait Central Jawa, and kiorai in Sundanese. This plant can grow with rainfall between 2,000 to 3,000 millimeters per year, with temperature between 25 to 32 degrees Celsius, and a height of 700 meters from the sea level. That's why sambiloto can flourish in Indonesia. Herbal treatment experts around the world have conducted in-depth and sustainable trials on the benefits of the bitter leaves as a cure for cancer. The results of laboratory tests prove that pharmacology benefits of sambiloto include anti-inflammatory, anti-benign and malignant tumor, diuretic, analgesics, and anti-hypertension, hypoglycemia, stomatic, and anti-HIV. The efficacy, which inhibits the formation of cancer cells, suppresses the rate of spread to kill cancer cells, is obtained from lactone substances contained in sambiloto. The lactone itself is composed of important compounds such as andrographolide, deoxygraphite, and others. Based on the findings of experts in Japan, the compounds, especially andrographolide, acts as an antioxidant that works actively against squamous cell cancer and a number of lymphocyte cells that already leukemia contaminated. This compound also inhibits cancer cells from continuing to divide. This andrographolide compound also creates a tremendous bitter taste on its leaves. Based on clinical trials on the efficacy of bitter leaf to cure cancer, it was revealed that of the many types of cancer that exist, it is more effective if applied to breast cancer and stomach cancer. For other types of cancer, the leaves of sambiloto give a slower reaction. The effectiveness of bitter leaf is also determined from the way of processing. Many people did not feel the benefits of anything after eating sambiloto leaves. Once traced, the root of the problems lies in how to cultivate it, the dose, and the discipline of the person itself. However, herbal treatment tends to take longer than medical treatment. Most herbal remedies do not cause serious side effects if applied properly and under the supervision of herbalists. Long-term use of herbal plants, including sambiloto leaf without proper dosage and supervision of herbal doctors, can also give negative effects such as lowering appetite, damaging pancreatic cells, and lowering blood sugar levels that lead to hypoglycemia. Well, that was Miscellany today on sambiloto leaf for cancer treatment. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Edward Kusalik in Canada. In his email, Mr. Edward Kusali complained because his reception report to VOI, especially to the German section, dated December 14, 2017, where he was listening to true frequency of 9521 kHz at 1800 hours to 1833 hours UTC, has never been replied. Hello, Mr. Edward Kusalik. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. It is because we received so many emails and letters from our regular listeners throughout the world. But you do not have to worry because your email has been forwarded to the German section. Please wait for the reply. As information for you and other listeners, since January 1st, 2018, Voice of Indonesia has broadcasted on voinews.id. And if you want to send your email, you can send it to voi@voinews.id. We change our website's address is for listener satisfaction. Thank you. Well, Mr. Edward Kusalik, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, Mr. Edward Kusalik, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. listener, now we will reply an email from Mr. Baikan Hazarika in India. He was listening to our broadcast in English program on April 13, 2018 at 13:25 UTC. At that time, he listened to one of our segments, Indonesian Wonder, which presented Dongkal Cake, a traditional cake from Betawi. Hello, Mr. Baikan Hazarika. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Indonesia has so many kinds of traditional foods. Through our broadcast, we try to introduce Indonesian traditional foods so our listeners can know them well. And if someday our listeners visit Indonesia, hopefully you have known what kinds of food to be taste. Special for you and our other regular listeners will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Bisa menebak, ku tak bisa membaca tentang kamu, tentang kamu. Kau buatku bertanya, selalu dalam hatiku tentang kamu. Kamu bagaimana bila akhirnya ku cinta kau dari kekuranganmu hingga lebihmu, bagaimana bila semua
to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Dildar Ahmed Lagari in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari. Thank you very much for your compliment on our country. Indonesian people are majority Muslims. Because of that, there are many designers of Muslim fashion. One of them is Dian Pelangi, who is well known not only in Indonesia, but also abroad. And we have also shopping centers with special sell Muslim fashion, namely Tanah Abang Market. Tanah Abang Market is located at the Kelurahan Kebon Kacang. The market has been known to exist since 1735. Tanah Abang Market is the main textile trade in Indonesia and the biggest in Southeast Asia. Other market areas, Block A and Block B, were added to the area in 2005 and 2010. Block A is the biggest among others with 160,000 square meter with almost 8,000 kiosks. It's visited about 80,000 buyers in busy days with transaction about 500 billion rupiah or $43 million per day and has well known in Africa and Middle East. Well, Mr. Dildar Ahmed Lagari, hopefully our information can be useful for you. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, we'll play a beautiful song.
Kekasihku, sayangku, ku ingin kau tahu, hati ini kan selalu menantikan cinta.
Thank you.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through voi@voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016, at 1200 hours to 1300 hours UTC with SIMPO to 4222 and 2322. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for the poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite severe noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. You can only monitor our radio through our website voinews.id. voinews.id. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. Once again, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Tak setia, jangan kau dengar.
temukan damai membaca sabdamu. Tuhan ku memohon, Tuhan ku memohon, pancarkan cahaya di hidupku Tuhan. Ku percaya Engkau pasti telah merencanakan yang terbaik untuk diriku, agar ku tak jatuh dan selalu ada di jalan-Mu. Tak perlu ku lihat tanpa ku mendengar, dapat ku rasakan, selalu ku rasakan betapa besarnya kuasa-Mu Tuhan. Ku percaya Engkau pasti telah merencanakan yang terbaik.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.